This is an uncensored podcast about sex and sexual topics. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to preserve the anonymity of its participants. This is the Make Sex With Me Christmas song medley episode. Surprise! Some of you might have already guessed that this was the big holiday surprise, and you're so smart. Thank you so much. Others are like, what? This is a sex podcast. Why are you singing a song medley? Well, as some of you might know, a while back, Brody Gerbson was on the show. He had this idea to take all of the Christmas songs that we know and love, or at least some of them. It turns out there's a lot more than I realized. I thought there were just like maybe like 20 songs that we know and love. There's like 5,000. And I love them all, but I wanted to be a little slut and I wanted to make them all super sexy and stupid and just have some fun. So that's what we've done. So that first song was super, super fun. Thanks so much. And we're going to do another one for you now. And it's all about kind of like what I want for Christmas. You see, all I really want is like a big fat uncut penis. Like, either I want my foreskin back, or I would just like a big uncut wiener in my mouth. Like, if anybody's nearby and they've got one and they, you know, just want to plop it in my mouth, that'd be great. Thanks. Or, you know, if I can't have that, then, you know, I'd settle for just, like, one of those pasta-making extensions that go on the KitchenAid mixer. That'd be fine, too. Because either way, I'd have something warm and doughy in my mouth. So, yeah. Bring on the dicks.
Have yourself a doughy little foreskin. Let your sex be nice. Next year, all your cum shots will be out of sight. Have yourself a fatty little prepuce. Make it right and gay. Next year all your dick troubles will be miles away. Once again, as it was before, glands were covered more intactly. But your folks listen to the doc who snipped it off your cock all matter-of-factly, that fucking schmuck. Someday soon the two will be reunited when stem cell research has been done. Until then, we'll have to do some stretching fun and have yourself a foreskin restoration.
Yeah, so that's right. Stop cutting off your fucking children's foreskins. Thanks. It's so weird being, like, the MC for a fucking medley show that I'm doing most of the singing in. So, like, we definitely need to get some other people singing. So I think it's probably time that I introduce Priscilla. And also, I'm supposed to say, this because I wrote it in the script, apparently, it turns out that Santa Claus is a dirty old chimney stuffer. I wonder if Priscilla knows anything about that. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, Drew.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Oh my God, we've just been eating some prosciutto. Prosciutto?
No.
Oh, bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Prosciutto is that like thinly sliced marble meat.
Mm-hmm.
I love my marble meats.
This is a very vegan meal.
It is so vegan.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know 100% that the bread is.
I feel like most breads are vegan.
I mean, I know that I don't put eggs in my bread.
Oh, Leela.
Leela's here.
Leela's always here.
Leela's had a really bad day.
You should explain why.
Aw, not because she has a bad owner. She has a wonderful owner. It's because there was thunder.
Yeah, she doesn't do well.
We had Christmas Eve thunder.
No.
She doesn't like it. Oh, she looks so happy right now, though.
Yeah, because you're stroking her so sensually.
I'm going from her neck to her back. I'm not doing her pussy in her crack, but I'm doing from her neck to, like, right at the top of the tail. And she loves it right here.
Oh, she's so soothed by it.
Oh, my God. She just went to cloud nine. Yeah. I was like, let me just focus right on the upper tail part of your rump.
Part of your rump.
It's like, I think she's definitely getting some sexual pleasure when you massage her butt.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's basically like when somebody fingers around my asshole.
But that is a nice feeling.
But this is way more publicly acceptable. Did she get Christmas presents, or is she going to get Christmas presents?
I got her Christmas presents.
She's your only child, no, yeah. So.
Of course I got her Christmas presents.
You don't have to say what it is,
I'm a ridiculous person.
Did you get her too many Christmas presents?
No, I got a reasonable amount of...
And things that she'll actually use.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
no outfits.
No outfits. I got her a bunch of treats. And she will...
Oh, my God.
She just doesn't like toys. It's kind of a waste of money.
So, oh, I know.
Yeah. So, like, with her, it's just get her delicious food, and she'll be happy. And she'll probably get some lasagna tomorrow.
So. Some vegan lasagna for puppy. She's going to love hate it.
Yeah.
She's going to like it because it's human food and it's not dog food. And she's going to hate it because it's got no meat in it.
Yeah, I wonder, like, how disappointed Leela is that, like, I don't eat a lot of meat or very rarely eat meat. Because she doesn't get to have, like, anything off of my plate that would be really naturally delicious for her.
Yeah.
So.
Tulsi wants what I'm eating no matter what, and sometimes she realizes it's not something that she would like, and I think she still tries to eat it and then, like, spits it out. She gets a good amount of it in there and goes like, oh, wait, I don't like kale.
She doesn't even swallow it. She's just like, I'm over it, and...
No, like, Cooper's a good, like, he's so much smarter than Tulsi. Like, because Tulsi, it's not that she's dumb, it's just that she's all instinct. Like, she can't help it. I realize, like, she can't help the things that she does.
Oh, my God, Leela just rolled over. I see all your nippies.
She's got, like, the cutest little nippies. She has an odd number.
She's never done this to me before.
She hasn't?
She's never rolled completely over.
She's really comfortable with you.
I see your tattoo, Miss Girl.
Yeah,
she's got a little blue tattoo on her belly.
No, she knows she's sterile.
Oh, is that, they do that so you know that she's been fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you rescued her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when you have a bread dog made out of bread, when you get your dog from a breeder, and then you get it fixed, they don't leave a tattoo.
Is that what they do? Oh.
They don't do it because they want you to just think nothing happened.
But oh. Tulsi does have a scar on her little belly.
Why?
It's not bad. It's just like the hair doesn't grow there. Because that's where they took her ovaries out.
Oh.
Yeah, same with little Lily.
That'd be kind of cool if they just did that to
no
humans.
No more ovaries.
That's so horrible. I shouldn't say that. I feel like they actually did do that at one point to, like, sterilize people.
Yeah, they didn't take their ovaries out.
No. I don't know what they did.
We're going on just the greatest tangent right now.
But, like, what I'm saying is...
Merry Christmas.
Like, I don't want children, and if I could just tell my mom, I can't have babies...
Sorry, Mom.
That would be that.
They sterilized me.
They sterilized me. I can't give you a grandchild.
Sorry, Mom. I got sterilized by the Trump administration.
Then that would totally be like I can be a martyr, and it'd be like a win-win. I would foment hatred for Trump in my family, and I wouldn't have to have children.
Better than I. But then you would also like Trump for one reason.
I'll take it for the team.
What do we think about this? I heard that Trump wanted to veto the Santa stimulus because he thinks we should be getting more.
Oh, I kind of agree with that. I do think that $600 is way too little.
Well, we should be getting more, but I almost wonder if this was, like, planned all along.
I don't know his motivation. Like he has done nothing good for us, so.
I have a feeling they were like, let's do something ridiculous. Nobody will like it. And then... Trump will veto it, and then, you know, so people will like him, because that's all he cares about. And then we won't end up giving them any money.
So do we not get our $600 anymore?
I don't know.
I haven't been following.
My arm's tired, but you're so cute, Leela.
I have been. I just, like, booked a $600 Airbnb stay, thinking that I would get stimulated.
You might be getting stimulated on your trip, but it's not going to be by the federal government.
That's okay.
Mm.
That's fine.
Nothing stimulates me more than Nancy Pelosi.
Ah!
So we're going to do, like, a little a little holiday song. If I can wake the fuck up.
Wake up!
Between coffee and drinking and not having slept much last night, drinking is winning.
You are having a Four Loko Christmas Eve. I hope I know this song, because I'm not very good at Christmas.
Well, okay, so the song is Must Be Santa. It's like, who has a beard that's full and white? Santa has a beard that's full and white. Okay. Who comes around on a special night? Santa comes around on a special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
I don't think I know this one.
Must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Okay, I think I got the little ditty, though.
Literally, children love it. This is for all the kiddies listening.
After I told them that I wish they were sterile.
After they died. So I'm going to, it's a call and repeat. I'm going to call out the new lyrics and you're going to love it. So I'm going to say who does this and you're going to say Santa does this.
Okay.
And I'm also going to sing that part. So
So I only have to say pressure. Santa does this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's okay if you can't keep a straight face.
Yep.
Have you had enough to drink?
Yep.
Okay. Who's got a bush that's long and white? Santa's got a bush that's long and white. Okay, that was a practice.
Bugging it up.
Who comes around super late at night? Santa comes around.
Wait, hold on. What am I saying?
You're going to say Santa comes around super late at night.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I won't sing it with you. I think that'll be better, because you might not be able to hear you over my loud-ass voice.
No, maybe you should definitely sing it.
I'll sing it really quietly.
Okay.
Like I'm a stage mother.
Nervous. I'm not familiar with this song.
Okay, we'll try it again. Who's got a bush that's long and white?
Santa's got a bush that's long and white.
Who comes around super late at night?
Santa comes around super late at night.
Late at night, bush that's white, dirty Santa, dirty Santa, dirty Santa, Santa Claus. Okay, we have two more opportunities for you to be successful here.
Oh, wait, was I also supposed to do the dirty Santa harmony? Okay.
No, you don't have to harmonize.
Okay.
Who spanks my ass till it turns red?
Santa smacks my ass till it turns red.
Who's got a big fat mushroom head?
Santa's got a big fat mushroom head.
And then we go, mushroom head, ass turns red. Late at night, bush that's white.
That's white.
Dirty Santa. Dirty Santa. Dirty Santa. Santa Claus. Good harmony, actually. Okay, one more round. This is also known as a verse.
Okay.
Who eats me out while his dick... Who eats me out while his dick grows? Santa eats me out
while his dick grows.
Who fucks this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa fucks this way. Ho, 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 ho.
And then we go, ho, ho, ho. His dick grows. Mushroom head. Ass turns red. Late at night. Bush that's white.
Bush is white.
It's been white for a minute. Dirty Santa. Dirty Santa. Dirty Santa. Santa Claus. Isn't that cute? Yay!
Oh my god, it feels so festive. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to one. And all a good night. A sexy night. Is there anything else you want to say about Christmas? This is like only your fifth year celebrating it.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your first Christmas?
Oh my God. Okay. My earliest Christmas memory was thinking that, like, my family is doing this wrong. So I, like, wrote Santa Claus a Christmas wish list. Not even knowing that, like, who Santa Claus was, but I was just like, this is something that kids do.
Right.
So I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So I wrote a letter to Santa. I'm probably, like, 7 or 8 at this point. And my mom was just like, you wrote it on the wrong day.
What day did you write it?
Probably, like, on the 25th or something like that. So, like, I missed Christmas. So she's like, I can still buy this for you, but it's not going to be a Christmas present. So I was like, never mind. I kind of fucked it up. That's my earliest Christmas memory.
Well, I think actually your mom fucked it up.
My mom fucked it up.
But she admitted that she was going to go buy it.
But not ever having Santa in my life is kind of cool.
But you believed in him for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, maybe.
Or did you just think you were writing a letter to your mom?
I think, like, I kind of just, like, knew Santa by association. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, maybe Santa can work for me.
like,
it kind of completely just failed.
Like, hooked on phonics?
Yeah, I failed at Santa.
So. I have a feeling my mom might know Santa.
Really?
She's just going to, like, take the letter, pass it on. And together they will provide me with, what was the thing you were asking for? Do you remember?
Yeah, there was, in the 90s, there was this, like, bead making thing that you could take pieces of paper and just, like roll the paper really tightly and to make into a bead. And then you can make, like, strings of these things. And I wanted that bead maker. And I think I eventually got it.
That's like child labor.
Yeah. And then I eventually got it and just nothing ever happened to it. It just was another wasted expenditure.
You were like, wow, I'm 9 and I have arthritis because I've been pinching paper so hard. Try to make it into plastic.
I'm going to buy some pre-made beads, okay?
Oh my God.
I'm going to make my own beads.
Okay, the one thing I always wanted that I never got was a fucking label maker.
You've always wanted a label. Yeah. What for?
The one where you, like, turn the thing and then squeeze it and it punches the letter into the plastic. And then you have this little strip and you could stick it to things.
Oh, those are good ones.
That's all I ever wanted. And nobody ever got me one. And my mom was like, what are you going to use it for?
That's
and I was
the
like,
point, Debbie.
I'm going to fucking label everything in our pantry. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You're going to know what everything is.
I think that's a noble goal. I would only ever get a label maker if I had an Airbnb and, like, had to rent it out to guests and had to, like, tell them, like, this is the sink destroyer thing. This is the switch for the fireplace.
Did our last place did that a little bit.
Yeah, and that was quite useful. But, like, in my own house, I mean, I definitely know where the sink destroyer is. So.
Is that why you gave them a higher rating than they deserved?
I gave them, like, 5 out of 5 for everything because I'm a pussy.
But on the side you said, but my friend thought these things.
I sent them a private message.
My friend wasn't happy with the shower water pressure.
You were really brutal with your critique, and I just didn't want to do that.
I think 3.8. It helps their business to hear what they're doing wrong. There's this one bar in New York, and it, for me, represents Christmas in New York. Because for me, I always ended up, like, on the Christmases I would stay in New York and not go home to see my family, I would always end up, like at a bar in the Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Brooklyn, so it was, like, actually kind of hard to get there. Like, you'd have to take, like, the L train, get off at First Avenue or Second Avenue, I can't remember. And then, like, you'd have to, like,
walk through, like, trudge through, like, dark, dirty snow.
Yeah. For, like, 20 blocks it felt. And it was freezing.
Yeah.
So, because that was just, like, the one part of Manhattan where, like, there wasn't a train. Like, if you understood the buses, and at the time I did not. But, like,
yeah, the Alphabet City part definitely has trains now. It kind of sucks. It's, like, it's so much easier. They're being coddled.
Oh.
They have a new line. It's, like, Aquamarine line.
Oh. That's very new to me.
Super new.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
They're never going to understand the struggle that we faced.
Ah, the struggle's real.
Well, anyway, so there was also nights at this really terrible, the bar that Anderson Cooper's boyfriend owned, Eastern Bloc.
Ah.
That, there was nights there.
I know that bar.
Have you been to Eastern Bloc?
Yes.
It's like wall to wall. Like,
it sucks.
It's terrible. And it usually smells like piss.
I hated it.
More than usual.
So much.
More than the bars usually smell like piss in Manhattan. But, okay, so, but the bar that I have the fondest Christmassy memories was the Phoenix. And it was on, boop, I have no idea. I can't remember what street it was on. But it was, it might have been like on like 10th Street or 9th Street or something in the Lower East Side. And it was just like this little friendly neighborhood gay bar. And it was so chill. And they had pool tables in the back. And then they had this side room. And I just like, this wasn't on Christmas, but I remember a really good date I had. I had dinner at this place. It was a vegan restaurant in the Lower East Side. And they used to make, like, this bread that was, like, I don't think it was baked in the earth, but it was, like, raw bread or something. It was so good, though.
Oh, yum.
And so we ate dinner there. Fuck, I can't remember the name of it. And then we went to this bar and had a few drinks, and then we ended up, like, just making out in this side room. And it was just so fun. He was so cute. We were drunk. Like, we were in public making out, which is, like, actually really fun.
That sounds sexy as hell.
Yeah. Were you going to say, as I'll get out?
No.
That sounds sexy as I'll get out.
I've never said that in my life.
That's very Southern. Well, you know, Santa's not the only one who's been naughty this year, Priscilla.
Mrs. Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. They didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. They thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mama tickle Mrs. Claus underneath her panties, snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy'd only seen Mama kissing Mrs. Claus last night.
Naughty, naughty, Mrs. Claus. And Mommy, how dare you cheat on Daddy like that? That song took a turn. It doesn't mean the same thing anymore. So now, how about we sing some stupid fucking songs about dick and balls? Doesn't that sound great?
I love those J-A-N-G-L-Y balls. Those meaty J-A-N-G-L-Y balls. Those sweaty J-A-N-G-L-Y B-A-L-L-S. I love those J-A-N-G-L-Y balls. Jangly balls, jangly balls, jangling tween your legs. Oh, how free it is to hang without a basket around your eggs. Jangly balls, jangly balls, jangling to and fro. You're not wearing underwear and you want the world to know. Dashing all around with your nutsack hanging loose. I can hear the slapping sound as you shake your caboose. The helmet of your penis is visible through your sweats. It looks happy to see me, as happy as wieners get. Lick your dick cause you're so flexible. La 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 la. Tis the season for autofellatio. Fling your legs up on your headboard. Then enjoy your fleshy mansword. I love those J-A-N-G-L-Y I love those J-A-N-G-L-Y balls. I love those jangly balls all day long.
We'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsor.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Sexo Con Un Poppy. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Y mucho sexo en el nuevo año.
Yeah, that was so amazing. I loved it. I also want to wish everybody else a Tony Danza because he's just been hot forever, okay? He's definitely not Latin, but I think he's Italian and he's a little peanut. I just want to eat him. I'm gonna eat his old sexy ass, okay? I think we got some more Brody coming up. So hold on to your tits.
Truckers trucking all night long need a place to rest their dong. Where fathers looking to get blown, unzip their pants for the unknown. Glory hole in a rest stop bathroom.
That was so good. I'm so happy that Brody sang those lovely songs with me. Hey, by the way, can you tell that no one's in the room with me? Can you tell that I'm acting like these people are all here? These things were all recorded in different places at different times. That's the secret that I didn't want you to know. But it's late and it just turns out I'm going full Monty this evening. This Christmas, I want you to have it all. I want you to know everything about me. And I have to admit that there's some pretty gross songs coming up, actually. The next couple songs are about coming. So, I mean, that's not, like, gross. I mean, like, everyone comes. I mean, I'm sure some people don't come, but, like, anyway, let's introduce Kevin. He's here. He's not really here, but he's gonna sing us a song. Actually, this isn't really a song. It's more of a poem set to music. I don't know what you call that. I'd like to call this a reading from the book of Drew Michael.
Silent Nut. Holy shit. Did it happen? Or didn't it? Most people make a noise when they blow. make their mouth like an O. But this fool ain't done none of that. No, this fool ain't done none of that. Silent nut. Holy jizz. Maybe it's yogurt. Or maybe it's his. I felt something land on my back. Drip down my taint and onto my sack. Please, just let a bitch know. Please, just let a bitch know.
Thanks, Kevin.
Oh my goodness. All this talk of people pretending to come or coming in a way that you really can't be sure that they even came. Well, it just makes me want to sing about some more cum. So let's do some more cum songs, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Where your sheets are sticky and tricky. Jiggy, jiggy.
Twerky or sweat.
If only it were pee or sweat.
I'm dreaming up a white jizzmas.
Because I don't have sex at all.
May my dreams be of old men.
Gosh, it's so good to be done with that. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you for all of those people that helped me make this. I'm not even kidding. The fact that this came together is a fucking Christmas miracle. And I could not have done it without Priscilla Toyota. Thank you so much. I love you. Mailman Kevin, oh, love you. And sounded genuine, didn't it? And most importantly, Brody Gerbson for playing all of this beautiful music so that y'all could have this dirty, stupid, silly, sexy little thing. This has been such a fun adventure. Who knows? Maybe we'll do it again next year. And as per usual, you guys, please rate, review, subscribe. It really means a lot to podcasters if you do that. Not just because it makes our egos bigger, it also, you know, supports the podcast so that we can keep making it for you. Stay tuned for next season. It's going to launch probably late January. And of course, you guys, I hope all you lovers out there have an amazing Christmas and an even more amazing New Year's. And I hope that 2021 holds such amazing, exciting, sexy little things for us, if that's what you're looking for. And I hope that you fill all of your holes with whatever makes you happy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening, lovers. I am so happy to bring this podcast to you, and I hope you're enjoying it. Please do not forget to subscribe on whatever platform you listen to. Like, leave us a review if you have the time and you feel up to it. And if you want to send us some sexy little stories of your own, or just let me know if I've said something stupid and fucked up and you wanted to correct me. It happens. Hey, whatever. You can email us at makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram at makesexwithmepodcast and also on Twitter at makesexpod. Bye-bye.